This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Barkov cuts away from Orlov, slides it across, score! Carter Verhaeghe! And the Panthers go back on top. Played by Hall, 5 seconds. Here's Gostisbehere. Burns, one final attempt. The Florida Panthers, for the third consecutive season, are heading to the Stanley Cup Final.
Yep. That sound courtesy of ESPN, as you heard just now. The Florida Panthers beat the Hurricanes 5-3, took the series 4-1, gentlemen's sweep, and they're heading to the Stanley Cup Final again. And there's a very good chance we're going to have a repeat of last year, because the Oilers are up 3-1 on the Dallas Stars. They play tonight at 8 p.m. on ESPN in ESPN Plus. They had that series 3-1, as I said. I'm not a fan of seeing the same teams every year, but this could be really interesting. I mean, I was rooting for the Stars. I'd like to see Dallas get in. But if the Oilers are in against the Panthers again, I'd be okay with that. Two very different styles of play. Different teams completely. The Panthers won it last year. The Oilers have been that team with the star power and the big names and just haven't brought it home.
Is this their best run since Gretzky?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, because now this is the second year in a row, they're in the Stanley Cup final. They've had, you know, some of the best players in hockey, best scorers anyway. You know, when McDavid and Draisaitl. They just haven't gotten it done, and that's what matters. You know, like Winnipeg won the President's Trophy this year. Okay. So you had the most rate. You won the regular season. Doesn't mean squat. Bye-bye. You're gone. These guys have done it. What's interesting to me is the way that this has gone, because and if you talk about stats, some people think, you know, there's lies, there's damn lies in the statistics. Well, in this case, I think stats are actually pretty spot on as to how these teams got here. I mean, you're familiar with the Oilers. You know Draisaitl, mm-hmm. McDavid, obviously. And they're leading in the postseason. They're number 1 and 2 in points scored. 24 and 23, respectively. McDavid is 24 and Draisaitl 23. That's what you expect. These guys are scoring machines.
Weren't they like that in the regular season?
Well, every year. Every year. They're usually like in the top five, they're in there, 1-3, 1-4. They're always in the top at points. And so you got them, you know, as their great scorers. Out of the teams left, the best goaltender belongs to Florida, Sergei Bobrovsky. in both, you know, goals against and save percentage, and obviously wins because they're still in it. They've advanced. It's 12 wins. But, I mean, he's the best goalie left from the teams that made the postseason. And to me, what's more, when you start to just get into the deeper stats, like how the teams get in. I mentioned the Oilers with the, you know, the offensive firepower, and they do. Though the problem you have, it's not like, you know, in the NBA, if you got five guys on the floor and a bench, your five guys play, if you're the Knicks anyway, you play the entire game. Just hockey, you don't. I mean, you have four offensive lines. So even if you have, you know, great offensive power, they're not on the ice for more than 20 minutes usually per 60-minute game. So
once every three minutes, you're shuffling.
Not even. I mean, it's even more than that. The average ice time in a hockey in the NHL is 33 seconds. That's average. Sometimes it's 2 minutes. You know, you'll go longer. Defensemen play a little longer, but it's short because you're sprinting on skates constantly, and they're doing basically sprints back and forth up the ice, and they come off quickly and change.
You did not have to sell me to the endurance that you need to skate.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah,
you don't have to sell. I told you. Out of all the professional athletes, two that I respect more than any. Two. Soccer and hockey.
Yeah.
You're basically running a half marathon every time
you play
soccer.
Yeah, every time you play.
It's like a half marathon. Yeah. If not, sometime more.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. That's something. These guys are, and they're doing all this stuff. You forget these guys are on ice skates the way they play.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Power and grace.
They're not running. They're actually on thin blades doing this.
It's basketball on skates.
Yeah. Anyway, when I looked at the stats, it's like, yep, it's exactly how I thought it was going to work out because, no secret, guess who's leading in penalty minutes? Florida Panthers. The reason I'm not surprised, that's a tough team, and they rough people up, and they intimidate people. That's why the Lightning series is interesting because the Lightning is so used to playing with them. It was a very physical series because they face each other, hate each other. It's in-state rivalry, all that stuff.
I like the Panthers.
Yeah. I mean, it's very physical.
Bad boys.
They have 279 penalty minutes in the postseason alone. The Oilers, 121. So they've got more than double the penalty minutes the Oilers have because it's a different brand of hockey. The Panthers are going to try to rough them up, take them out of their game. They're going to be a little dirty. They're going to see what they can get away with. You wouldn't be surprised to see Draisaitl or McDavid take an elbow to the face in this series and test the waters. And they can do this because if you look at their penalty kill percentage, the Panthers have a penalty kill percentage of 88%. So you're not scoring on them very often.
Yeah.
So they can take a risk and go 4-on-5 and still come away with a win, and that's why they're here. So I do find it kind of cool.
All right, Panthers, Oilers. Is there a team that you didn't expect to be there out of these two?
No. Well, I didn't know if you were. I expected the Panthers, actually. They're just strong. I watched them a lot during the year. I'm like, yeah, they look the same. And physicality matters, and goaltending, and you have Bobrovsky, who's a really good goaltender. So yeah, I'm not surprised by them. And I said a couple weeks, I think they repeat. I think they're going to win the Stanley Cup again. But the Oilers, I was a little surprised you know why? Because what we talked about earlier with the Ravens, they're always a good team, but they never close. They never close the deal. So I'm like, yeah, they're not going. They're good. They're not going. They may go again. And who knows? They may take the cup home, to Edmonton. But that's the team I was a little surprised at because the Golden Knights were very good this year. Winnipeg obviously was, they had the most wins in the West, in the Western hockey, period. And I do have and the Blues I thought were a big surprise. But I did think that Dallas was going to take this year. And they're not out of it. I mean, they're down 3-1, very difficult to come back. They could, but I'm not buying it. I think it's going to be Edmonton and Florida.
You remember the show? I think it was only on for like a season. Leslie Nielsen was on a spoof, Police Squad.
Oh, absolutely.
Remember the show?
Yes.
Remember the names that they had in that?
No.
They would have just weird names. You know what I mean? Just weird cop names. When you talk about the NHL, it sounds like an episode of Police Squad. Bobrovsky. Come on. That guy's name really is not Bobrovsky, is it?
It's Knipkanot.
Knipkanot. You've got. I'm so happy to have a McDavid. Names are, I mean, honestly, the only reason why it doesn't sound weird because he's like the most famous hockey player ever. But then that guy's name is Wayne Gretzky. Well, it just sounds made up.
Yeah, I mean,
It is
it's
like
funny
an episode of Police Squad.
Because of
Sergeant, take him out and book him. Sergeant, take him out. Sergeant, book him. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's right. I forgot about that. Yes.
Oh, man.
Kulikov, Mikola.
Yeah, Kachuk. Come on, dude. Kachuk.
Kachuk. You can't even, and if you see it, you'd never forget how to pronounce it.
Their names are Kachuk.
Yeah. Bobrovsky, Vanacek.
And it spells, you better ever say anything about De'Aaron.
No,
DeAndre.
I can't. No, I know.
I don't want to hear your mouth about that.
Yeah, Kachuk. So it's T-K-A-C-H-U-K.
On what planet is that a Kachuk?
Whatever. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Rakabako joins us at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, Adafi Owe reportedly added 20 pounds this offseason. Is that a bad idea in a contract year? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
After we lost, to be honest, you know, we didn't have the outing. At least I didn't have the outing I wanted. I thought like a lot of that had to do with, you know, my weight and, you know, being able to be stout in certain positions. So as soon as the season was done, you know, I went to Miami, started eating, lifting, and then, you know, getting weight.
Now, some are concerned with the weight that Adafi Owe has gained. He's gained 20 pounds. John Harbaugh specifically said it's 10 pounds of muscle. So, you know, the other pounds, I guess, what? Fat.
Yeah.
Is this a bad idea coming to a contract here, in your opinion?
Yes, I do. And because, I mean, he had a good year last year, finally. But part of the flaw in his game is he sticks to people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't have the moves to get separation when, you know, the tackles get their hands on him. He ends up like, I've seen him spin. I mean this. I saw him do a spin move and end up in exactly the same place, exactly the same spot. That's not how it works. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to spin and move to one side or the other away from the tackle. Mm-hmm. He put a spin move on and was standing right in front of the OT. I'm like, that's not how that works. Anyway,
so you don't think the problem was weight? You think the problem was
I think it's speed and agility. I mean, I think that's been the problem, where he doesn't have the ability to get away from people. So maybe this is the answer. Maybe if he's stronger, I don't know how much stronger he is. If he put on 10 pounds of muscle, good for him. But he put on 10 pounds of fat with it. I don't know if it's a good thing for him. I just think he needs to be, because you look at these guys now, these edge rushers,
they're sleek.
They're very, very lean.
Look like power forwards.
They do look like forwards. They're great basketball players. They look like that now. They don't look like they did years ago when the guys had some weight on them, or. You know, even outside linebackers like Jarrett Johnson, who was an outstanding, I thought, you know, in what he did. But he wasn't lean. He was big. Suggs was a big man.
Mm-hmm.
Suggs wasn't built like that.
He wasn't built like an NBA player.
But he had a weight problem, too. And remember, after you have a big contract, he'd come back a little heavy, and he wasn't the same, you know, T-Sizzle. That's the only thing that worries me. Because Suggs, they're just built differently than they were. Suggs was just power, strong man. Just a big, strong man. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. So I guess we'll see when they get to training camp.
It's funny to me because it seems like nowadays athletes are trying to go smaller, more speed.
Yeah.
So it's odd to me that he would pick, if he picked up 10 pounds of muscle and that's it, I can see that.
That's fine.
But if you're telling me you picked up 20 pounds and 10 of those are muscle, then I'm questioning, okay, well, what are the other 10 pounds for, man?
I mean, something. I mean,
what is it for?
Yeah.
We know what it is if it's not muscle, but why? What was your what was your purpose? And he said he needed to add some more weight to it. And listen, I'm sure he consulted a nutritionist and specialist and all those people.
So
I'm not going to sit here and act like I know better than them. I don't have the right to tell him what to do, but I do have the right to question it. I do.
Yeah. Mm. Because I do, you know, I've seen this movie before with Suggs. When he had, you know, he comes off a great year, then comes back a little too heavy,
mm-hmm.
and did not have a good year. And I'd hate to see that here in this case. So, well, I don't know. I was not thrilled to hear it, because I don't think the bull rush is the biggest, their weakness in this game. We need to be, you know, that much bigger than these guys. You're not going to be bigger than them anyway. You're not going to be bigger than the tackles on the other side of the ball. They're just not.
No, let me ask you this, Ed. Based on what you just said, the spin move, and he ended up right back in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this is his way of saying, you know what? I'm just not going to get those techniques.
Yes.
I just got to get big and go by you.
I was getting there.
Yeah.
I think he may, or they may have realized it, or said, or maybe he thought it to himself, I'm not going to be that guy. So I'm going to be this guy. I'm going to be the guy that puts on a lot of weight, a lot of strength, and I'm just going to overpower people and just, you know, push past them. That may be it.
Maybe that's the answer.
Could be.
Would Adafi Owe, in your opinion, have a second contract with the Baltimore Ravens?
Hmm. Oh, boy. I'd say probably, because Green is just getting into his, and he was second-round pick. So, yeah, I'd see him getting a second contract, because Van Noy's not going to be here much longer.
Let me throw you a reason why probably not.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to need money allocated in other places.
For sure.
if Green is the guy that you think he is, then the Ravens for the next 2 or 3 years can go out and get the next Kyle Van Noy for cheaper than paying and committing that type of money to the Adafi Owe. And all the key to me is Green. If Green is that guy you think he's going to be, then you don't need to pay a ton of money for Adafi Owe. Because the only reason why you can consider signing Owe is if he has a good year. If he has a good year, then he's going to be Paul Kruger.
Yeah.
He's going to go on someplace else. Yeah. He's going to get the money. And if he has that, you don't want to commit that money because you have money to allocate in other places. So now you go out and you get the next Kyle Van Noy, and you do that for 2 or 3 years until you can allocate the money somewhere else. I think the key is Green, but I don't think he sees another contract with the Baltimore Ravens because I think Green is going to be that guy.
Well, it's possible. I just think because Van Noy is, I mean, look, the guy had 12 and a half sacks.
I know.
I mean, you know, people look at, he's just turned 34. So he's.
Van Noy, okay.
So Van Noy just turned 34 years old. Not young for an NFL player in that position, but he had a great season.
So hear what I'm saying? I don't think Owe's going to be here because he's successful. That's what I'm saying to you. I think he's going to earn a contract, and I think because they have money to allocate other places. I'm agreeing with you. I think he's going to go out and have double digit sacks again, and I think the Ravens are going to see that money going somewhere else, and they go out and get the next 32, 33 year old who they can get a year or two out of and do it that way again. I don't think they're going to, knowing that you're going to have to pay Green eventually, lock up that kind of money on another pass rusher. Yeah. I just don't think.
You got a couple of years before you have to pay Green.
We do.
And I don't think Van Noy, who knows, maybe have another season like last season. Because it's funny, in the beginning of his career, this is like the best he's played in his career, which is odd to me. I am talking about Van Noy right now. Because it's absolutely... In his first 4 years, let's go look at this for a second. With Detroit, he was drafted by the Lions, played 3 years there, then went to New England where we saw him a lot. In the first 4 seasons in the NFL, he had 2 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had 5.5 and 3.5. The last 2 seasons, he had 9 and 12.5 sacks. This is the best he's ever played.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on with him.
Chuck Smith.
Chuck Smith has a lot to do with it, which I'm hoping helps Owe.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rockabacco will join us. What time is he going to do that? 9 o'clock. But on the other side, likely address the fact he's entering the season without a new contract. Are the Ravens making a mistake with this decision, putting him in limbo? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I tell everybody, I love the Ravens. I love the city, the feel. You know, y'all brought me in, made me feel like I was part of the family from my rookie year till now. I mean, obviously, you know, everybody's dream to get extended, but I just keep 1 foot in front of the other. I try to stay in the moment, stay, you know, where my feet are and really just play, have fun, and let the plays happen. And then whatever happens, I let God take care of that.
8:31 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I'm telling you right now, and I'm not on a limb here on this one. Mm-hmm. Isaiah Likely is a freak.
Oh, yeah.
He's a freak of an athlete. And I think he is the up-and-coming premier tight end in the National Football League. Having said that, is it a mistake for the Ravens to leave him in limbo contractually?
No, I mean, I don't think they have a choice because that's why I don't think they extend to Lindebaum for that reason and pick up his fifth-year option. I think this is cap-related where they've got to really be creative and you know, like play Tetris with this cap issue they've got. They're not going to let him go. He will be here.
They better not let him become a free agent.
I don't think they will.
They better try to sign him in free agency. They better lock him up before.
Yeah.
The good thing about that is this. If you are a position player, I would say on both sides of the ball, but especially offense, you want to play on a team with a man who they refer to only by his number.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody calls him 8. Mm-hmm. Joe did it in an update, like, why did you say Lamar? Then he played the sound from training camp. Mm-hmm. Oh, everybody's calling him 8. Yeah. So that's the one thing the Ravens have in their bag. You're playing for one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Absolutely. And it's funny you mentioned that because it took me a minute to get used to because, you know, Glenn Eunice is tight with Ed Reed and, you know, runs his foundation and stuff. So I spent a lot of time with those guys in the past. Everyone calls Ed 20. They don't call him, nobody calls Ed.
Right.
Rarely. It's always, hey, 20, what are you doing, 20? No, no, it's like, it's just funny when you hear that kind of, you know, yeah. It's just, I mean, to me, it's a sign of respect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's, you know.
Absolutely. I don't think it's disrespect at all, especially when you hear how they reference it.
Yeah.
Number eight is flying around the field. And it's a different.
I was flat. I told you it was my boys last night for the BPD. And these are seasoned homicide guys. They refer to me as Unit 1. And to explain to the woman, she goes, "Oh yeah, Unit 1 is this." It's, you know, but it's funny that you have a nickname like that.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn is on vacation in Ireland. He'll be back what, midweek next week or something like that. Thursday,
something like that. I think Thursday.
I think Thursday he'll be back. He's staying over there for a little while. Baltimore Ravens and OTAs. So many people are showing up. Even. 8 showed up and 89 showed up as well.
Right.
Mark Andrews right. spoke for the first time to the media since the disappointing ending to the AFC divisional round game against the Buffalo Bills. So it's good to have him back in the mix. And as I said earlier, I was critical of Mark Andrews, the way he handled it afterwards, but I'm over it. It's time to get ready for the 2025 season. I'm over it. I don't need to hear about it anymore. I don't want him to revisit the situation like that. I don't want to hear it. I just want to hear Mark Andrews and see Mark Andrews get ready for next year.
That's all that matters. I mean, people still, I mean, being cundiff, it's still, you know, cundiff is a verb in this town. It's enough. Let it go. You can go all you want. The Lee Evans, you know, drop, the great defense, whatever you want to call it. Doesn't change anything. There's no trophy in the case from talking about it, so forget about it. It's sports.
Man, you ain't lying, man.
But
Gina's walking around with her head down. Did you just see her?
Yeah.
She's in a slump right now.
Yes.
Over an email or a text?
Oh, they are, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we get to the batting coach to talk to her.
I'm going to go over there and give a hug. I don't know whether that's for me or her, but I'm going to go do it. Man, Gina. Gina, you it. Don't worry about one person. All the stuff that we hear. She couldn't be over here.
Read our hours.
She couldn't be over here. Gina got a text from the text line that she hurt her feelings a little bit.
One day we should do a bit. You remember the mean tweets that they would do on the late night show? I think we should do that. We should have the mean texts. There's some like crazy.
They have
stuff
Joe read one
forward.
Mean text
yes.
a day.
Yeah.
The problem is there's so many of them. How does he choose?
He'd pick like three. Because mean tweet.
We did do that once.
I know.
Right? People don't really text the text line anymore, honestly.
Really?
No.
Oh, wow.
We've kind of conditioned them not to because we don't use it.
We don't respond, yeah.
Yeah, one time I mentioned the text line on Twitter, and Zeno responded on Twitter and said, "You guys still use a text line? Why the hell would you do that?" That was like 4 years ago.
Just give him a mean tweet.
Yeah, we should. Just because. Just because. I can hear his voice in his response.
The mean tweet segment was hilarious, though. I love that.
It's enough of them to choose from. Mm. Isaiah Likely, what kind of year do you think he'll have this year?
Big year.
Like, define big. Over 700?
Well, it's going to be tough because I'm predicting over 1,000 for Zay. He's going to have to split time with Andrews. So I'm not so sure. 700 is a lot. They can't all have 1,000 yards.
No, they can't.
You know.
Even though I think he's going to have close to 5,000 yards passing,
yeah.
Lamar.
He may. He should have over 4. But you look at, you know, we likely had 477 last year. I'd say he'll have about 100 yards, maybe 600.
I was just about to say, if he doesn't go over 6, to me, it's disappointing.
Yeah, 600 yards, and I think Andrews has the same. I think Andrews have 6 to 700 again.
Yeah, he's got to go over 6 for me.
Because it's the same as like Flowers broke 1,000, 1,059, Bateman 756, Andrews 763, Likely 477. So, I mean, I think it's just going to be the same, except maybe a bit of an improvement because Lamar has more passing yards.
I want to see Bateman go over 8, which is not a lot. So what, 50 more?
50 more yards, yeah.
I want to see him go over 8. How many touchdowns did Bateman have, by the way?
Let me see here. He had 9.
That's a lot.
Yeah. He was only second, only Andrews at 11.
11, yeah. That's a lot of touchdowns. Yeah. I mean, Zay have?
4.
Zay's going to have 10.
That's a lot.
He's going to have 10. I'm telling you that. Book it! He's going to have 10. Yep. Zay's going to have over 18 yards of reception. How many did he have last year?
Where is he?
18 yards of reception is what I'm going with.
I don't have it up here.
Because he started getting opening up more and more as the season went on.
I'll tell you what he did have.
What?
Which I'm, you're talking about Zay, right?
Yeah.
His yak was 463.
That's why he's going to have 18 yards of reception.
Yeah.
Last year
that's
he had 14.
A lot, man.
Last year he had 14 yards of reception. Yeah. That's because, if you remember, at the beginning of the season, they were doing that quick pop pass all the time.
It's interesting to look at this because he had by far and away the most yak on the team. That's if people listen, the yards after catch, with 463. The rest of the receiving corps, Bateman had 184, Andrews 192, likely 256. The only other person who had, was close to him was Justice Hill, which is odd because he's the running back, 433. Obviously, a lot of short passes where he gets a lot, you know, his yardage after the catch. But, yeah, Zay had the most yards after catch on the team.
Now, Zay finished with 14.3. Remember I said he caught a lot of dink and dunks early?
Yep.
6.2, 6.7, 10.0, 11.0. And then 15.9, 14.7, 25.4, 16.4, 19.5, 24.7, 20, 15.5. That's later on in the season, and that's where he'll start off this year.
Mm-hmm.
As they got acclimated to him and the offense opened up a little bit more, they start going downfield with him. And I think that's where he's going. That's going to be where he is throughout the season.
Let me tell you something else even more. The more we dig into this with Zay, he only had four touchdowns. But I'll tell you what he did have. He had 48 first down catches. That leads the team by far.
Well, what I don't like is he didn't have a touchdown catch for the last 6 weeks of the year.
Mm.
That's got to change.
But 48 first downs, that guy kept the drives moving. That's a lot.
He got hurt against Cleveland the last game of the year, didn't he?
I don't remember.
I think he did. Did he not, Joe? Yeah, he got, Joe says, correct. He got hurt the last game of the season against Cleveland. So he didn't have that game. He had one catch that game. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rocker Bacco joins us at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, what's trending? Joe Flacco gave an honest answer to being a mentor, and some people's feathers got ruffled. But not mine. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed's sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Apply. Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Before we get into what's trending, I'm giving away two tickets to any 2025 Chesapeake Bay Sox regular season game at Prince George's Stadium. Again, two tickets. Call the number what, Joe? What are you going with?
Five.
Caller number five, 410-583-1057 is the number. Right now, two free tickets to Chesapeake Bay Sox regular season. Stay tuned because we have a big, big giveaway big. Later on. Now, what's trending at 8:47 in the a.m.? Joe Flacco gave an honest answer to being a mentor in the National Football League.
Talking point, you can kind of like use it like, because it's a good question to bait somebody into answering. And no matter how they answer it, it kind of makes the guy that's answering it look bad. If I say I don't want to be a mentor, I look bad. If I say I do want to be a mentor, then I look like an idiot that doesn't care about being good and playing football. So it's one of those questions that no matter what I say, you guys can write what you want to write about it. And there's a lot of questions like that. That's why you end up having to try to avoid them. I tend to try to be honest. And I've said I'm not a mentor. I play football. And in a quarterback room, there's a lot of times already. There's been already a ton of times where there's learning experiences, and I have a lot of experience, and I can talk on things, and hopefully they listen. But it's not necessarily like my job to like make sure they listen to me. And you know, hey, like hopefully you have a really good relationship with the guys that are in the room, and you naturally want to do that, you know. But that was a long-winded answer, but that's ultimately why I think you guys ask it, you know.
100%, man.
Absolutely.
100%, dude. For real. You just doing that to try to set me up. Joe Flacco's job is not to be a mentor. I don't care what you guys say in your Disney world of happily ever after. Joe Flacco is there to compete. And that's even against his teammates, Ed.
Of course it is. That's what you do in football or any sport. You're all competing against your teammates. That's when you have practice and tryouts and things. And it sucks at any level to get cut from a team and, or, you know, not be the starter. But that's the way it goes, man.
And he's 100% right. People ask him these questions to bait him. Let's see what Joe Flacco had to say about this. You know he's not a mentor. You know what he's going to say.
He's 100% right.
I'm not. Listen, if they hire some young journalism major or broadcaster from broadcast school and they sit him in on this show and they wanted that guy to watch and see how it's done, fine. If you learn, like Joe Flacco said, if you happen to learn something from me doing my job, then good for you.
Yeah.
But it's not my job to teach you to do my job. That's not how this works.
And more than that, this is why, and I love the people in our business and you know, the regular news media, they rub their head, they rub their hands together. Like, I don't understand why people despise us. Well, that's why. This is why. Yeah. When you do things like this, and that was a mild version of it because it's much worse than that. But this is why people don't trust the media. And the media is one of the most distrusted professions in the United States.
For reasons. For reasons.
Yes. And it's one of the most distrusted professions. And this is why. And he's right. No matter how he answers that question, it's going to look bad. You're teaching. You're not really here to lead the Browns to the playoff. You're teaching him. Oh,
then you start writing a narrative of he's another coach.
Well, then I'm not his mentor. You don't want to help the team. You don't want to help the future of the team. Is what you're saying? Yeah, it's crappy.
You know the best way for Joe Flacco to help those young quarterbacks in the room, by doing what he talked about right here.
Yeah.
Here's the thing is, like, because of what I just said, like, you're acting like I wouldn't want to be a mentor. It's not really about that. It's just not the main focus. I see myself as a guy that can play in this league. So if your main focus was just like, hey, bud, I'm going to get you ready, you're just not taking care of business. The best way to be a mentor, honestly, is, like, show people how you go to work, you know? And like I said, hope that they pick up on that stuff, but not necessarily force them to pick up on the things that you do.
I remember going out to practice early on in Torrey Smith's career. Anquan Boldin, who at the time was still a productive wide receiver for the Baltimore Ravens. Mm-hmm. He was the man. Anquan Boldin came out and went through his pre-practice ritual. Right. Torrey Smith watched and mimicked everything Anquan Boldin did. Anquan Boldin didn't sign up to be a mentor,
right. Yeah.
But because of how Anquan Boldin went by his day-to-day job, he became a mentor to Torrey Smith. Naturally, he became one.
Yes.
Torrey Smith made the decision to follow Anquan Boldin. Anquan Boldin didn't try to force him to do it. He did his job every day, and Torrey Smith made that decision. Mm-hmm. That's all Joe Flacco is saying.
That's all he's saying.
I go by my day-to-day business. If these guys want to pick up on what I'm doing, I'm 40 years old, and I'm still in the National Football League. Learn something. You say what you want to about that. The guy's 40-plus. What is he, 41 now? And he's still playing football. If you don't want to learn from him, shame on you.
He's given the Browns the best chance to win recently. And that's no joke. He really has.
So good for you, Flacco. Not to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Seriously, man. Sometimes, I ain't gonna lie to you, Ed. Sometimes I hear some of the questions, some of the things done in the media, and you get embarrassed. You're like, man, come on, dude. You know better than that.
There's so many examples of it. The Jim Gray, Pete Rose ambush, and that, you know, that kind of question there. We see it over and over and over. It really bothers me. And then guys wonder why they don't, you know, people avoid them. Pull the credentials, or don't talk to them, don't call them to press conferences, and all kinds of stuff like that. Well, you brought it on yourself, man. I had a reporter in town. This is why someone gave me advice. It was Chuck Ramsey from D.C. Be nice to the cameramen in the news. Just be yourself. Get to know these guys. There was a reporter here. I'll tell you, it was Krista Delkamp, who I became friends with. But she ambushed me one day, and it was really unfair. We were talking about something completely different. She brings up the department crashes. And basically, phrase was like that. Like, when are your men going to stop crashing these police cars? How do I answer that? Never, because you're always going to have crashes.
That's soon, that means you're admitting to crashes.
Yeah, I mean, so what happened was the camera got her in the truck, and he, like, pulled her up. He didn't deserve that. He's a good guy, answers all our questions, always is open to talk to the media. That was not cool. You know, she apologized to me, went to lunch. She goes, he told me I shouldn't have done that. And it was, it was awesome. And that's pretty good. I built a relationship. But that was, you know, example of someone calling him out. What the hell are you doing? He's turned his back on me. Joe, just saying.
This is for me to pause and to collect myself.
Collect
some
yourself.
Things aren't for on air.
All right.
I'll just leave it at that.
Leave
you know
it
what?
At that.
You know what? I got a bailout. Billy in East Baltimore. Billy!
What's up, fellas? How y'all been, man?
All right, how are you?
All right, man. I'm just speaking on a flat old situation.
Speak on it.
Hey, it ain't called being mentor. Flacco is trying to let y'all know I'm not going to tell nobody something to take my job. Why would you be somebody to explain something to somebody who's going to take your job?
That's right. I'm just going to do what I do every day. If you pick up on it naturally, good for you. But I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Exactly. And can I speak on that Mount Andrews situation?
Yeah, go ahead.
Man, and I don't know why in a playoff game, why that play couldn't have went to Likely. The 2-point conversion. At the Likely scored the touchdown. What was stopping them from giving Likely the extra 2-point play?
Craig, because Andrews had 11 touchdowns during the season. He's their red zone target. They have the most confidence in him, is what I would think.
That not good enough for you? Did he leave? Did you hang up on him, Joe? Wasn't me.
You
never hang up on anybody. I get what he's saying, but on top of that, not only is he my number one red zone target, Ed, well, he just threw it to Likely. So, yeah. You know, maybe they're talking to Likely. Or right. Likely on the field. I didn't know if Likely was on the field, so I'm not even going to answer that question. It was only a bad decision to go to Andrews because Andrews didn't catch it.
Yes.
The only reason why it was a bad decision.
It's a bad decision now.
When I saw Andrews getting wide open, I thought, yeah.
In the huddle, it sounded like a great idea.
Does Joe Burrow do more with less? We'll talk about that at 9:15. But on the other side, Rock Abaco joins us from the School of Rock right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.